With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The long process of removing the remains of that collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River blocking the Port of Baltimore has begun. They started getting down to it yesterday. 7 floating cranes are on the job, 10 tugboats, and 9 barges. More could be called in. Sticking with the infrastructure beat here.
Thousands of old bridges across the U.S. awaiting replacement or repairs after inspectors found them in poor condition. About 167 million vehicles travel daily over 42,000 bridges that are characterized as poor. Marcia Geldert Murphy with the American Society of Civil Engineers.
We have not maintained our infrastructure at the rate that we should for many, many years.
A recent federal infrastructure law is providing $40 billion for bridges over 5 years, but even that is far short of what's needed to make all the repairs. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. is dismissing as nonsense Russia's allegation that Ukraine was involved in that deadly Moscow attack.
The White House said it is abundantly clear that the Islamic State was solely responsible for the concert hall attack that claimed more than 140 lives. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. even tried to help prevent the terrorist attack. He told reporters that the U.S. passed to Russian security services a written warning of an extremist attack on large gatherings in Moscow. Kirby said it was one of many such warnings provided in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is Easter Sunday, 2024, and hundreds of millions of Christians all around the globe are celebrating or have celebrated or will be celebrating shortly. Only a few dozen faithful, though, attended the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem today because of the ongoing war. This is SRN News. West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice has signed a bill that will allow public school teachers to discuss creationism in science classes. The measure was proposed by lawmaker Amy Grady, a former public school teacher who says her fellow educators often feel constrained to answer students' questions about the origin of life strictly by referencing the theory of evolution. Grady says the legislation is designed to, quote, encourage students to think and ask questions while allowing teachers to answer them. Critics say the new law might introduce religion into the public schools. Another raid on a house church in China. International Christian Concern reports that police in Anhui Province arrested nearly 20 people in the raid, the second such assault on the congregation in 8 weeks. It is officially illegal to worship outside of a state-controlled church in China, and the Communist Party is in the midst of a new crackdown on believers. Authorities say Chinese citizens must not have any higher allegiance than the party. This is SRN News. More court action in the wake of a police raid on a small-town newspaper.
An office manager at a weekly paper in Kansas, now the latest employee to sue over the raid last year that sparked a firestorm. Sherry Bentz alleges she was unlawfully detained and interrogated and had her cell phone seized. 2 other employees sued previously over the August 11th raid of the Marion County Records newsroom that put the town of some 2,000 people at the center of a national debate over press freedom. Jason Walker reporting.
For the first time in history, world timekeepers may have to consider subtracting a second from our clocks in a few years. That's because the planet is apparently rotating just a little faster than it always used to. Clocks may have to skip a second, called a negative leap second, around the year 2029. We'll let you know. This is SRN News.